2 Corinthians, chapter 12. I must surely glory, though it is not expedient, but I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ, 14 years ago, whether in the body, I don't know, or whether out of the body, I don't know, God knows, such a one caught up even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body, or apart from the body, I don't know, God knows. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. On behalf of such a one I will glory, but on my own behalf I will not glory, except in my weaknesses. For if I should desire to glory, I will not be foolish, for I will speak the truth, but I forbear, lest any man should account of me above that which he sees me to be, or hears from me. And by reason of the exceeding greatness of the revelations, that I should not be exalted too much, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, that I should not be exalted too much. Concerning this thing I implored the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore I will rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest on me. Therefore I take pleasure in weaknesses, in injuries, in necessities, in persecutions and distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. I have become foolish, you compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing was I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were worked among you in all patience, both by signs and wonders, and mighty works. For what is there in which you were made inferior to the rest of the churches, except it is that I myself was not a burden to you? Forgive me this wrong. Look, this is the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be a burden to you, for I don't seek yours, but you, for the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will most gladly spend and be spent for your souls. If I love you more abundantly, am I loved the less? But let it be so, I did not myself burden you, but, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I take advantage of you by any one of them whom I have sent to you? I exhorted Titus, and I sent the brother with him. Did Titus take any advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? You think all this time that we are excusing ourselves to you. In the sight of God we speak in Christ. But all things, beloved, are for your edifying. For I fear, lest by any means, when I come, I should find you not such as I want, and should myself be found of you such as you do not want, lest by any means there should be strife, jealousy, wraths, factions, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults. Lest again when I come my God should humble me before you, and I should mourn for many of those who have sinned before, and didn't repent of the impurity and fornication and sexual immorality in which they participated.